and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370 on a Thursday. Anything at all you want to talk about, discuss, you want to share, advice, you want it, you need it, anything. 766-9370. I've got a deal, and today's deal is pretty damn amazing. Do you know that, and I don't think we've talked about it maybe once or twice here for the River Rockers. I don't carry a wallet. What I do is I have this envelope, and I carry my cash allowance in it.
Yeah, his weekly or biweekly allowance.
Yeah, I deal in cash, and we've done this for years. My wife, she goes to the bank, and what she does is she gives herself and myself a cash allowance.
What is it? You think you'll spend less money if you have the cash in hand because that's all you're allowed to spend for that week?
You don't know how budgets work. And allowances, you don't know an allowance. So
like, I could just tell you, if I had open money in my hand, I would be in trouble.
Okay, well, the allowance is not for fun extracurricular things. What it is for is my fuel. And if I want to go play golf or I want to do everything, I have so much money. So I don't ever even know that I have the money unless I go to a fuel station. And then I'll take the money out and I'll get my fuel. And then I go on my way. And then every now and again, I'll play some golf. That's what this allowance is for.
Okay, but let me ask you just a question, though. If you come to something that you want to do in your life,
yeah,
and you don't have enough money in your allowance,
yeah,
what happens then?
Then I have to wait until I get my new allowance.
Is that what you really do?
Yeah.
Or do you pull out a credit card or your debit card and take more money out of your bank? I mean, do you adhere and stick 100% to the allowance?
Well, yeah, I like how, I wish we did TV sometimes just so they could see the baffled look on Joe's face.
I'd be dead serious.
No, I know you're laughing. You're like, do you really? Because I think I've caught you and I've got you cornered. Yeah. I know that. That's what an allowance is, Joe, and that's why a budget is so hard, and that's how you save money and stay on track. It's because everyone can make a budget and break it. That's not a budget. That's not an allowance. If you go over your budget and allowance every time you get an allowance, well, then that's the problem you're in.
That is the problem. I mean, I don't believe I could ever live that way.
And what I do, and see, that's the thing. I know my mileage. I know how many gallons of fuel it takes me to go through, you know, each week. I know where...
You write that stuff down in a little notebook that you keep in your truck?
No.
That's what my grandpa used to do.
No. I just know how many miles I get per tank, and I know how many, you know, dollars will give me a tank. Blah, blah, blah. I know all that stuff, and I stop at the same places to get fuel. And I know how long my budget will last. So to answer your question, has there been a time when my wife will say, hey, can you stop and pick this up for us and she'll repay me? Or if I'm coming home and I want...
Does that come out of her budget money or does that come from an extra allotment?
Well, we have different budgets. We have grocery budget and we pay bills and then she has a budget, I have a budget, and we have a little bit of padding so we can buy some things. But like, let's say I want to stop off and buy a bottle of bourbon, or I want to stop and I want to get, you know, a bottle of wine, or I want to do something like that. So what I'll do is I'll take that back, and then that'll come out of a different coffer, if you will. And then my wife will repay me when I get home.
So that doesn't come from the gas or the golf coffer?
No, that's what I get. That's all I get is a budget for golf and fuel.
Okay.
So I got this envelope, and inside this envelope, I always have my money, and I typically keep it in a bag that I bring to work or my back pocket. Well, yesterday I get home. I tell my wife, I said, I lost my envelope. Here's the thing.
I'll let you finish because then I got something funny for this.
Okay. So I tell my wife I lose the envelope. And she goes, oh, you always say you lose your envelope. I'm going to go out to your truck and I'm going to find it. You always misplace the envelope. How come you're so blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, just shut up. You're not going to the truck. It's not in the truck. I'm here to tell you.
I would have let her go to the truck.
I lost the envelope, and I told her, because there's only two places the envelope's going to be. And I checked my back pocket, I checked my bag, I didn't have my envelope. Now, in the envelope, though, there was only $62. And when I say only, I say that because there's a lot more in there at the beginning of the two-week period when I'm granted my envelope of allowance.
We are coming down to the end of the two-week period right now.
Yeah, tomorrow we get paid. So tomorrow I'll get another envelope, cash, right out of the bank.
Do we get paid on the 13th tomorrow?
Yeah, Dana, correct? We get paid tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Because the 15th falls on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I do want to go back to one thing. You lost your envelope?
Yes.
You seem to lose things a lot.
Yeah, and that's another part of the deal. And I thought about this as I drove in, because I know a lot of people, you know, they're going to say, oh, dog, you're forgetful.
That's what we've come
getting
to, though.
Senile.
Like, it was not in the truck. It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone. It's not in the truck. It's not in my pocket. I've lost my envelope of $62, and I'm not senile.
How many times have you lost this?
You're getting there.
This budgeted envelope. I've worked with him for quite a while now, and I know about this budgeted envelope. He's tried to get me on the budgeted envelope plan.
It works.
No, it works, I think, if you can hang on to the budgeted envelope.
Yeah.
This would make the, what, third?
So I lost it one time when I went on vacation. I left it in a rental car.
Yeah.
I told you the rental car company called and returned it.
Which was crazy.
And that had like $240 in it or whatever.
Because a guy like you doesn't deserve that to happen to him.
No, I don't. And then one time, I think I lost it over at the meth lab.
Actually, he lost it, but it was like for 3 days because he misplaced it in the cabinet above his desk.
Yeah, I just misplaced that.
Oh, man, you put it away in a cabinet above your desk where things are supposed to go.
In between some piles of show prep, so you know how long that took him to find.
Yeah, not much there, really.
That's paper piles that are 15 feet tall.
Yes, what people don't know is dogs' organizational habits, very sporadic.
Only here, though, Dana, and there's a method to my madness. I can find anything, and Joe will tell you that.
Well, that's ridiculous, but it's true.
No, because you can't find your key. You still haven't found your key.
Well, we haven't broached that subject yet, Dana, but I can tell you this. We're going to get there this morning.
I appreciate you bringing that one up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, why don't you go home?
Right into that.
Yeah, why don't your stomach start hurting right now?
Okay, I'll leave. All right. Yeah. I'll go home.
I get in a hurry. That's what it is. I get in a hurry. I know where everything is, and I'm so diligent with so many things, but when I get in a hurry, I kind of get going. I'm starting to think about other stuff, and I'm on my way. Sometimes I turn into a whirly dervish,
A whirly dervish.
Yeah, I turned into a whirling dervish.
Is that like a Tasmanian devil?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of get erratic and I get kind of goofy and crazy.
It's a smaller version of that.
Most people call them Tasmanian devils, you freaking
old
man.
Yeah, I'm a whirling dervish.
That's from the 50s.
Yeah. That's what I do. I get a little excited. So sometimes I'll drop something or whatever and I just get going. I'm so focused on something I forget. So I have lost the envelope a couple times, but I've never, ever lost money. And I tell my wife last night, I lost the envelope. It had $62 in it. She goes, you didn't lose it. I told her, yeah, I did. And I even told her where I lost it. I said, I know I lost it at that store that I stopped off this morning to get fuel, which was yesterday.
It dropped out of your pocket or something, or it fell out while you were getting gas?
It fell out of my pocket yesterday because I keep it in my back pocket. And I knew when I put it in that it didn't slide in just right, but I thought it was okay. And what happened was the clerk got busy. He saw me drop it and was going to hopefully run out and, give it back to me.
How do you know?
Well, because that's what he said today when he returned my envelope with $62 in it.
No way.
Yes. Look, and there's the piece of tape. There's the piece of tape that he taped it to the side of the counter because he found it.
And knew you'd be back in the next day.
And so I thought, you know what? I can't find that envelope because I get up early. I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop off at that store today, and I'm going to go in there and ask. And before I even rounded the corner, he had it laying on the counter. And he said, you left this here yesterday. And I said, I knew. I knew that I lost this money.
Why does this happen to you? Why are you, of all people, allotted your money back when you lose it? But you should never, ever, ever get your cash back.
Why?
You should never get a wallet returned to you because you take other people's. Now, if that $62 would have been laying on the ground in that gas station in an envelope just like that, you would have known that some other poor schmuck had that doled out to him by his wife for an allowance.
You missed the key point, though. Now, the clerk saw me drop this. He knew it was mine. He held on to it, and he saved it for me.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it that you get to encounter nice people, cordial individuals throughout your daily travels?
Because I'm a good cat.
No.
I'm a solid dude.
You don't put that back out. I don't understand
it. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because this whole karma thing that we've talked about and I've debated with you and I've hated for years, it simply doesn't exist.
You are proving it wrong this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. Time and time again, I prove it. And the guy even opened up the envelope and he took my money out. He touched my money and I was uncomfortable about that.
Oh, that's your envelope right there.
Oh, yeah. Returned with cash in it.
See the tape on it, Dana?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had it taped. And I was uneasy because he was doing it. But what he was doing is showing me, he said, look, and he opened it up. He fanned out the $3.20s and the $2 bills and he said $62. And I said, that's exactly what was in it.
Wait, so is this the same gas station that you go to a lot?
I go to this gas station bi-weekly, yeah.
Okay, so the guy knows you, and he knows that you have your little allowance in your envelope.
Yeah, he does.
So
yeah.
It's not so much karma, it's that this guy knows you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But this happens to him. Like, when he loses things, he gets it back, and I don't like that.
What? Why? Why don't you like that?
Any other human, I would love
because
it.
Because you do deserve some bad karma.
Because you don't give it back when you find it. You take
but,
it.
But here's the thing. You said that I take money for people. That's the
no,
case.
No, you take money from the ground.
No, Jojo. It's the finder's fee or whatever he
but
calls
here's the
it.
Thing. If I see someone, if I saw a guy drop the same envelope with cash in it and I saw it fall from his pocket and he walked away, I would not keep that.
Really?
I would pick that up and I'd say, hey, yo, bro, hey, woo, hey, you dropped this. I would do that. Now, if I walked into the store
and it was just sitting
and
there.
It was just lying on the ground and I saw it and it'd been there, you know, I don't know how long, then yeah, would my foot cover it? Would I kind of slide it away? Would I drop my car keys?
You need to tie your shoes.
I need to tie my shoes. Would I bend down and then pick it up and pocket it? Yes, that's finders keepers. That's not stealing, that's finding. But if I saw someone legit drop something, I'm going to run up to him and say, hey, yo, you dropped this, that's yours.
The thing is, no, he also said, if he found a wallet with somebody's identification in it and there was money in there, there is a finder's fee for him returning that wallet.
Even though he knows
it belongs to somebody.
Yeah.
He said identification in wallet. He would take money out and throw it on the roof.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'd throw it on the roof.
Did I? I didn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I thought that was an amazing feat because most stores' roofs are tall. I mean,
you're
going to have to hump that thing.
Yeah.
Get it up there.
I may have said that before. I may have said that before. And I told you, for any helicopter pilot out there, they'll tell you the roofs of Sacramento filled with wallets.
They have to be.
Yeah.
Old purses.
Because that's what happens. People find stuff and they throw it in a bush or they throw it on the roof.
The roof.
Yeah. But this young man solidified my patronage. I will never, ever get fuel or shop at other convenience stores or roadside stores again
because of that
yeah. Life or longer now I
See?
Will only get fuel there.
Now he knows he's getting all of Bubba, he's getting all that gas.
Yeah and to feed Bubba, you know, that's no small feat.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
so, he sees that truck, he put two and two together, knows what's going on.
Well, and this guy too, Dana, he doesn't own the store, he just works there.
Yeah, but he knows if you keep coming through on a bi-weekly basis, he's gonna get some cash out of you.
Yeah, but he's not making anything because all I'm buying is fuel.
Well, he is getting paid, right?
Yeah, he's getting paid. Yeah,
he's got paid by the owner.
So I thought that was pretty damn great, though. The guy did not take and see, he could have taken a 20 out. He could have never even said anything.
Would you have said anything if he had taken a 20 out?
Yes, he would have said something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would have raised hell.
Yeah, I would have said,
and then he would never go back to that establishment again.
That's right, Dana. Now you're figuring me out.
Has Dana ever been with you when you've belittled or downtrodden a individual behind the counter?
No.
Oh, man, I can't wait for
I don't think she has. Yeah, no. I don't think Dana has been with
that's
me.
That's something to see. I invite listeners out to view that. I mean, that's something to watch.
Well, I want him to make like the uncomfortable phone calls that people have to make because you just love confrontation. Like, I gotta call DMV today and then just have Dog do it.
Yeah,
but like working in HR or something, or the guy that has to fire people. That would be an awesome job. You just sit in a chair all day and they're like, you got to do the dirty work today.
They come just in. Donald Trump it. You'd be like, you're fired.
Yep, fired. Hey, you know why you're here today? Fired.
Yeah.
I'd make a game of it. Hey, you wanted multiple choice? What do you want to do today? Because we're going to play a new thing called You're Fired.
A, B, and C, all you're fired.
Yeah. Oh, you're going with D. Fired. No, because life is so boring and kind of mundane. You guys act like I'm some aggressive maniac that
you
just
are.
Wants trouble.
Do you know those calls that come through on your cell phone? You know, everyone gets them. You probably get maybe two or three of them a day. No one recognizes the phone number.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's a telemarketer call. No one ever calls them back. I've never seen anyone else in my life call them back. They're a telemarketer call that mean nothing. You know, who is this? What? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why is someone calling me? Yeah, you just called my number?
Yeah,
you just called my phone. What do you want?
It's my number.
It's what? Like, hi, this is Mark Shringshwang. I'm calling to see if you need insurance. No, I don't need insurance.
Yeah, I don't. Why are you calling me?
How'd you get my number?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want to know stuff. It's just, it's fun. It kind of gives me some excitement.
Yeah.
You know, life can be boring.
You're an interesting little fella.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty cool. The guy found it. It had all my $62 in it. So to this day, I can still say I've never lost an envelope of money.
Man.
Now, if you could tip, if you say we tipped gas station attendants, would you have tipped him for that?
No,
you should have.
I thought Joe or one of you would have asked that sooner. Yes, why didn't you give him a
give
reward?
Him two of those $62?
Yeah. Now here's the thing.
Don't tell me you gave him the two singles.
No, God, no.
He's not going to give him a 20.
No, yeah, I'm not going to give him a 20. I didn't give him two singles. Hell no. I had two quarters in my pocket. So I,
you
no,
did
I,
not.
I did. Here's what I'm going to do, though. Here's what I'm going to do, though, because I was in a hurry a little bit today and he had the money and I was so flabbergasted that he had it. And here's the thing. If I would have had a 5 or a 10, I would have left him that, but I wasn't going to give him $2 because that's insulting, and I sure as freak wasn't going to give him $20. And here's the other thing.
It's almost worth a 20. Get your 40
it almost
back.
Is, but what they do some days is they have this taco truck out there, and it's in the afternoon. So what I'm going to give him, I think, what is fair is I'll give him a 5 or a 10, and I'll do that the next time I fill up, which will be Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to go in there when he's there, and I'm going to put a 10 spot or a 5, and I'm going to say, here, that is for finding my envelope.
You got to give him 10.
Wow, so you are going to tip him.
I am going to do that. You know why? Because as much
and you
as
don't
you
like tipping restaurant workers.
No, you know why? Because no
like
restaurant worker
tip.
Would ever do what he did.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And if they did, I would tip them.
A PetSmart worker would.
Is that's where you lost your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had that happen to me probably about 3 times where I've lost my wallet.
You two are so bad. How do you lose your wallet this often?
I don't
often?
Carry a wallet.
I can't feel things fall out of my back pocket. I don't think my butt cheeks touch the back of my pants.
Is this a male problem?
So for the people out there following, yes, Joe's backside's all blown out. That's what that translates to. His backside is blown out. He has no
Which
more feeling
true.
In it.
My pants are loose on my backside, you know? So
yeah.
I can only feel my wallet when I'm in the car.
Yeah, and there's no money in it, so there's no actual weight to it.
No, God,
well,
no.
Well, no, but there's stacks of credit cards.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, those take up a lot of room.
A lot heavier than dollar bills.
Let's go to Wheezy here. Wheezy, good morning. What's your deal? Welcome.
Good morning, guys. First time and hands free for
me. Oh, there we go.
Look at that. Woo! It's Jared.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome, Daver.
Woo! So, I work Graveyard, and I love listening to you guys. I'm calling Carl out as your number one fan. I want that crown now.
Oh, he's calling Carl out. He's our number one fan now.
Okay, your phone's a little loud. You don't have to shout that loud. You're a little gravelly. I can barely understand what you're saying.
The number one fan talks loud.
Yeah. So you want to be the number one fan. You don't want it to be Carl anymore, the fictitious fan.
Yeah, I would like that crown. But my main deal is I was looking forward to listening to your chew review yesterday, and sadly, half of the show was not up.
Yeah, yesterday the backbone and soul of the show was out sick with a tummy ache because she's pregnant.
Don't do that to her. It still hurts. Yeah,
yeah. Dana trooped up this. She was out yesterday. We had Prince Albert come in, and the thing with Prince Albert when he fills in, he's only doing this every so often, so he doesn't really have a grasp of it.
And he's very widely wanted in this building. Like everybody wants him, and they want him really early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. There's other people that always need some help and service from Prince Albert. And so you know, when Dana goes on maternity leave, when she's gone for those 3 days, Prince Albert, Prince Albert will be filling in for Dana because she. Is going to be off for quite a while, so he'll be in here with us every day. But the reason the podcast and the Chew Review didn't go up yesterday is because he had a lot to kind of manage. And today, the Chew Review with Joe and I from Slice of Sacramento will go up, as will all the other podcasts. There's going to be days when stuff falls through, and when Dana's out, you know, she does a lot for us. So
well, when we get him quick like that, I mean, he had to. You know, switch up plans and come in for us out of the blue.
Yeah,
you
he
can't
helped
plan
us out.
For stuff like that. So you're gonna, a few things will fall through the cracks.
So, Wheezy, hang on. Hold your horses. Whatever you got to do. Everything's back to normal today and tomorrow and furthermore.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you asking about it, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, you know, we put some of that stuff up, and you're like, no one looks at this, no one listens to it, but yeah, that's cool. So today we will put up the Chew Review of Slice of Old Sacramento. Thursday, we got an awesome offering today, another adorable adoptable from Front Street, we'll get to that, plus a bunch of celebrity stuff to talk about, all kinds of stuff with Stormy Daniels, Papa John, all kinds of juicy stuff, so hang on, we'll get to it.